better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... Dilly dilly.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We will see a country on the brink of war, a president tweeting out a threat of 52 bombs.
Women, 18 to 118, when it is time to vote, please do so in your own self-interest.
First, I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press for recognizing and acknowledging the link between animal agriculture and climate change.
Oh my God, get over yourself.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
It's really nice that so many people have come up and sent their well wishes to Australia, but we have to do more than that.
I wanted to do a special call out to the volunteer firefighters who have been at the center of battling the climate disaster that is facing Australia.
Make no mistake, the tragedy unfolding in Australia is climate change based.
Since the 1st of August to now, 54 individuals have had action taken against them in 69 fire-related incidents.
Unchained and unstoppable.
A powerful combination of grief and anger.
The killing of Qasem Soleimani, that has been one of the biggest unifiers that Iran has seen in a very long time.
The crowds are massive and emotional. There are many tears here.
They turned him into a martyr, if not a saint.
Some of our enemies think that this president is more vulnerable because of the impeachment effort.
You should ask Mr. Soleimani.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And here it is, the day. Has everyone sent a message to the struggling kangaroos and wallabies and the other marsupials endangered in the wildfires in Australia? Yes, they're very concerned about that in La La Land. They're almost as concerned as they are about the beginning of the trial for Harvey Weinstein in New York and the fact that they're going to issue new charges here this afternoon in Los Angeles. He's going to be indicted yet again on across the continent, and he didn't get a Golden Globe last night, but he did have a walker as he hobbled into the courthouse this morning in New York City. He didn't need the walker when he went into the nightclubs a couple of weeks ago and was photographed by the paparazzi yucking it up. And that's a bad choice of words, I guess, yucking, but with young starlets. But he's gone the Kennedy style. He forgot Ted's neck brace, but otherwise he had everything. He had Ethel Kennedy's walker. And if he didn't have the neck brace, as he begins his trial of on the charges of sexually assaulting two women. Two out of the 80 women who've accused him. They just picked the two that I guess they thought were in Manhattan, and they were the best ones. 844-500-4242. 603 says, so arson is now considered an environmental disaster. I don't know. Do we know what started these fires? We don't know. I mean, a lot of this stuff, they were saying the same thing about California, and it turned out some of it was arson. And the problem was greatly worsened by the fact that they had stopped doing the clearing of the timber as it falls. They just left it. They hadn't cleared it out. And so it was all just there, like kindling when the fire started. I don't know if the same situation applies in Australia that applied in California, but it's been a disaster in California. These people are fools, as you saw last night, once again. 844-500-4242. And as you may have heard, the Iranians have now tweeted out photographs on social media of all of Donald Trump's properties, including Mar-a-Lago and Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Mar-a-Lago!
And the golf clubs, including the one that he spends a lot of time at in New Jersey during the warmer months. They're making it sound like they're going to try to attack the private properties. Of course, you know, the thing is, his private properties have been under attack. The hippie types have been sneaking onto his golf courses in several different locations. I don't think down here in Florida, but up in New York, certainly. And they've done things like pour gasoline on the greens. But how is pouring gasoline on the greens? How does that impact one's carbon footprint?
What's worse is they leave tracks in the sand traps and they don't clean up after themselves. That's really deplorable.
Yeah, clear cutting is the word, was the phrase I was looking for. Sorry about that. Clear cutting. I'm sorry. I'm not a timber expert. The word slipped my mind. Yes, they don't clean up after themselves at all. Yeah, they leave their beer cans and their nip bottles behind too.
They don't replace their divots. It's awful. What a lawless wasteland.
Yeah, something tells me there that you know, there's a nice picture in the New York Post on the website of Mar-a-Lago from the Lake Worth, you know, in between Palm Beach and West Palm Beach, and you know, it's just a lovely photograph. But you know what? There aren't any Iranian gunboats are going to get in there because it's being patrolled at all hours of the day and night by I don't know if they're Coast Guard or Navy or Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department boats, but they got blue lights, they got red lights, they're everywhere. They got snipers. It's not going to be a problem. But the Democrats, there was a funny story in the Babylon Bee today, as you know, the satirical website, which is kind of like replaced the Onion as the best of the satirical websites. And it was saying that the Democrats are so broken up that they've actually gone out and bought flags so that they could fly them at half mast on behalf of General Soleimani. The only thing was they could only buy American flags. They were looking for Iranian flags to buy at half. To buy so that they could fly them at half staff or half mast. 860 says Iran has no Walmarts, only Targets. Yeah, and now they're freaking out.
Ha 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 ha!
Because he said they have a list. You've seen this. He tweeted out they have a list. The military has a list of 52 targets, one for each of the hostages from 1979 through 81, and some of them are cultural sites. And so they go, oh, that would be a war crime. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. This is really the craziest. I know we've said this before. You just keep thinking to yourself, they can't get any crazier. But they just keep getting crazier. It's like he's a magician, as somebody wrote today, that he can make the Democrats do anything. I mean, he's Svengali, he's Houdini, he's David Copperfield, whatever the great magician is. Now, for his latest trick, he is making them defend the Iranian mullahs. These are people who execute homosexuals. These are people who say that earthquakes are caused by adultery. These are people who make all the women go out in public wearing headgear. When the Shah, the evil Shah, was in power, women walked around like in the West. There was none of this Islamic law that was oppressing people. You know, as bad as the Shah was, this crowd is worse, and the Democrats are defending them. The revered military leader, he's an inspiration. I loved one of them said today, I was over there in Tehran, and it was like he was a living legend. Well, I tell you one thing, he's not a living legend anymore. And someone said too, is he a martyr or a saint? I'm pretty sure he's not a saint. I think to be a saint, technically, you can't even be just a regular Christian. You got to be a Roman Catholic, don't you, to be a saint? I think. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But he is a, I guess he is a martyr. He said, I saw a quote from him over the weekend, you know, from the past, obviously. And he said he was looking for martyrdom. Well, he finally found it. He got lucky on Thursday night, Friday morning at the Baghdad airport in that SUV. Did you see the pictures that have been put out over social media? Not just the picture of him with his hand with the ring on it, but there are a lot of other pictures, including I don't want to mention some of the stuff that they had, but they had a picture of a gun, a handgun. And I thought to myself, a new lesson for the day, a new lesson for 2020. Never bring a gun to a hellfire missile fight. A gun might do you good up close, but not when you're dealing with a raptor drone?
Predator,
I think that's what
drone.
They call it. Predator drone. That's really good. 844-500-4242. 917 makes a good point. The same people who are now upset about Iran's cultural sites don't want Christmas displays here. That's an excellent observation. Yeah, they don't care. And did they lose any sleep when the Taliban was knocking down all the Buddhas in Afghanistan? I don't think they did. I don't think they cared in the least. But that's the way they go. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
The crowds are massive and emotional. There are many tears here, many signs with Soleimani's picture on them. But the message is also very clear. These people want revenge.
Nothing says mourning like the chant of death to America. Death to America, the mourners. He was a living legend, only he's not living anymore. It wasn't a raptor, says one of the texters. It was a reaper, an even better name for a deadly drone. And somebody else says, tell Howie, the military illiterate, the terrorist was taken out with a Hellfire missile fired by an Apache attack helicopter with a reaper drone painting the target and providing real-time intel and telemetry. So someone else says, he had dandruff. They found his head and shoulders in the back seat. It's not bad. Paul, the UPS guy, now everyone knows Soleimani's name. I mean, he blew up overnight. Yeah, some people are calling him Salami now, too. But he's I'm pleased with the way things have turned out. I mean, he's driving them crazy. I mean, that's all there is to it. And I don't think the Iranians can do much about it. They lobbed a couple of mortar shells at the American embassy, and I guess in Baghdad, and I guess they ended up hitting an apartment house and killing some Muslims in all likelihood. 844-500-4242. And by the way, there is I hadn't been following it that close, I'm sorry to say, you know, but the Australian brush fires. Here is let's play Cut 37. This is an Australian news report.
And a more sinister consideration, were the fires intentionally started? Police have formed Strike Force Indara, comprising detectives from homicide and arson squads, plus drawing on insights from officers with local knowledge who will lead the work.
We'll make available any other specialist resources in terms of our forensic services group and other criminal investigators.
Arson squad detectives are also part of this strike force, responsible for tracking down firebugs known to be responsible for lighting deliberately lit fires like this one at South Tarramurra last November. Part of their charter is also proactive, knocking on the doors of known arsonists when conditions get this bad to prevent them from getting up to no good.
Firebugs. There's an old-fashioned word. I guess they would, at the Golden Globes, they would say the firebugs have been driven crazy by the increases in world temperature. So it is the fault of global warming that there are more firebugs out there. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction all from home. None of those awkward visits to the physician or the pharmacist to pick up your prescription. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit right now and free two-day shipping, which means you'll have it by the weekend. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that an advisor to Iran's president has tweeted a photo of Mar-a-Lago, would you accept an invitation to dine there if President Trump were in attendance?
Absolutely. I am not worried in the least.
6% say they'd take a pass on the meatloaf that night.
Wow. That 6%, you're watching way too much television. You probably watched the Golden Globes last night. You think that global warming is causing the fires in Australia. 844-500-4242. Let's play, I don't have the call screener up right now, so let's play Cut 36. This is more on the Cut 36. There you go.
Obviously, the disturbing fact, since the 1st of August to now, 54 individuals have had action taken against them in 69 fire-related incidents, which is concerning. Those offences, they range from a $2,200 fine for lighting an open fire right up to offences relating to lighting fires which may endanger life or property, which carries 21 years. A number of individuals have been charged in relation to this operation.
They have a real firebug problem in New South Wales, it appears. I wonder if they let them out on bail like they let out everybody in New York right now. They're going to change the laws. The law was in effect for 3 days, and now they want to change the laws. Well, it was a well-thought-out piece of legislation, obviously, doing away with bail in the state of New York, not just the city, the state of New York, basically. Ronnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ronnie. No time. We'll be right back in a moment. 844-500-4242. By the way, has General Soleimani's mother been reached for comment yet on the passing of her son?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Okay, all right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Has Senator Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey, sent his condolences to the Boston Patriots after their loss Saturday night at the hands of the Houston Oilers? You know, they've moved? They've moved to Tennessee? You don't say. 844-500-4242. Are the Democrats pouncing on the death of the revered military leader, the living legend? Are they seizing the death by drone? Are they weaponizing it? Yes, they are. They're going to pass some resolution. The House is going to consider a quote-unquote resolution. A synonym for resolution is meaningless gesture. Are they going to have? They're going to pass a resolution saying that the president must use his War Powers Act. Yeah, right. That and a dollar, or that and $5 will buy them a coffee at Starbucks. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says it's time to roll out Honest Howie's marsupial credits. Donate now, and Howie will provide a fire extinguisher to an Australian critter. Yeah, that's true. I will. Not only will we provide a fire extinguisher, we'll also provide a written note of thanks from a kangaroo or a wallaby. Your choice. And if you can name any other. Not enough Tasmanian tigers left. Maybe no Tasmanian tigers left, so I can't provide a thank you note from them. Suppose somebody last night at the Golden Globes had said, you know, I'd like to make a statement. It's time we've got to stop these wildfires in Australia. We've got to do, they've got to crack down on these fire bugs that are running amok down there, rather than blaming it on global warming. Do you think that would have worked? Nah, they would have been booed off the stage. 844-500-4242. How come it was somewhat, 207 says, how come it was a celebration, or 781 says, how come it was a celebration when Hillary announced the death of Gaddafi? Yeah, that's true. And Gaddafi was actually the leader of the nation of Libya. I mean, maybe he was a dictator, but he'd been in power for, I think, 40 years. And they were laughing about it. See if you can get that cut for us, Taylor. Were there any motions in the House of Representatives to demand that the president get permission from the House of Representatives under the War Powers Act to take out Gaddafi? I mean, we bombed his country and his military installations. That's why it was on the lam.
We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah, I think she's making sport of a revered military leader, a living legend. Guy, he led the country for 40 years. Led it into the abyss, but still, he was the leader. And what was Soleimani doing in Baghdad? Was he there for a social visit? Was one of his kids living there? Ronnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hey, thank you very much, Howie. Iran's Soleimani was the number one enforcer for the most fanatically murderous anti-LGBTQ regime in the world. And to see leftists out in the street condemning this guy's death, it is the ultimate hypocrisy. And it brings me back to Trump's RNC speech, where he was the only Republican to ever publicly address the LGBTQ community, and he swore to protect them from hateful ideology. And that's exactly what he did the moment that missile exploded. And look at these leftists complaining about it. I mean, it's unreal.
And again, as an earlier texter said, now they're worried about Iranian culture. But they don't want to allow a Christmas tree on the town common or in front of City Hall. What about our culture? Are they concerned about that at all? Of course not.
Nope. Every gay person in Iran is just a little bit safer thanks to Trump. So I just want to remind every leftist protester of that.
Right. And they remind adulterers too, Ronnie. They're pretty tough on adulterers in general, aren't they? Anybody who believes in the sexual revolution or sexual liberation, you wouldn't get too far in the People's Islamic Republic of Iran. Thanks for the call, Ronnie. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, Howie, I've been still waiting for those infamous words there. I haven't heard some people did something.
Oh, she is really angry, Ilhan Omar. She is totally bent out of shape. She wants war crime trials for Donald Trump. You know, it doesn't matter that this guy killed probably or was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Muslims. I mean, if not millions, you know, I mean, this guy goes back to he was just an enlisted man at the time. But this guy was Iranian-Iraq war back in the early 1980s. This guy helped out the Sunnis who were in the civil war, if they were going to in the civil war in Syria, if they were going to get the Shiites who were against Bashar Assad, if the Sunnis and the ISIS could drive the recalcitrant Shiites into the hands of Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship, he allowed his own people, the Shiites, to be slaughtered. You know, Jerry, these Iranians, you know, somebody said it over the weekend. I thought it was a pretty good line. These Iranians, they've been paying off Arabs to do all their dirty work for them. They're willing to fight to the last Arab. The Iranians have been willing to fight to the last Arab. They keep calling these people militias and proxies. They're hired guns. All these people that they're paying off, Hezbollah, the Houthis in Yemen, Bashar Assad's people in Syria. These guys are just they're taking money basically to do the Iranians bidding. And this guy's been fomenting trouble. And we gave him $150 billion. Obama gave them $150 billion. Granted, it was their own money, and it had been frozen for 40 years. But there was no need to give them all this dough. They just spent it to create more turmoil and kill more, basically, of their own people. And did anyone at the Golden Globes mention that? How many Muslims? How many homosexuals were killed by these people, this regime? I don't think so. No, I didn't. No. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie, welcome back, I guess. Are you back here in New England?
Not yet. I'll be back next week, Peter.
All right. Heaven forbid if you fall off that bicycle again, Howie. You got to come back and save us.
I won't anyway, be. I don't plan to be falling off the bike again, Peter. I've learned my lesson. I hope.
All right. Anyways, Howie, I'm going to get to my point. You know, the trouble with our country right now is within our own government, because we have these people in Congress who hate our country. They hate the way our country is being run by our current president, and there's nothing wrong with the way our country is being run. Yet every day we see the same crapola. And you know what, Howie? Until we get through this and we get rid of the people that we have in government, this is going to continue and it's going to exacerbate. The other thing is these people on the left need to go back, and they need to go back onto YouTube or some venue online and look at George Carlin. He had this country figured out a long time ago.
Yeah, I think they just ought to do a little reading up on the Iranian regime first, Peter. You know, that would be my initial instruction to them, just to figure out who they're defending here and who they're shedding these crocodile tears over. These people are terrible, and they keep saying, "Well, he's brought us to the brink of war." What do they think's been going on for the last 40 years? We've been in a war, basically, with these people. So it's a hot and a cold war. And their allies are the ones who blew up the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut. And those were Shiite terrorists. And I was thinking about that the other day. The Marine Corps commandant at the time, he was a guy from Boston named Kelly, he just died over the weekend. 241 Marines killed in those barracks. Yeah, that was an Iranian financed operation. Thanks for, but you know they don't want to talk about that. He's a revered military leader. 844-500. Did you see how they flew him back to Tehran? They just didn't put his casket in the transportation the baggage area of the airplane. They just put him in coach. They just put him across several chairs, and the other high-ranking terrorist too. They put his casket on another row of seats in the jet.
Ben Shapiro on Twitter said they opted for coach instead of first class because they didn't need the leg room anymore.
I wish I'd thought of that. Good work by Ben Shapiro. Adler, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adler.
Hi, Harvey. First time caller. Love your show.
Thank you. Thanks.
I want to talk about how Pelosi and the Democrats are behaving with this airstrike. It is ridiculous. No matter what the president does, whether if he chose to do nothing, the Democrats say, "Why didn't you do anything?"
Right.
But because he did do this, they don't want to give him any kind of credit, no matter what.
Right. So, yeah. So, you remember, someone brought out the point today. Remember in 2001, they said, even though Bush had just taken office a few months before 9/11. They said, well, why wasn't he paying attention, and why didn't he realize there was a terrorist attack being planned? So he was excoriated for that. So now you have, all these years later, 18 years, 19 years later, Trump takes action, proactive action to stop a terrorist attack, and he's being criticized just like they criticized Bush in 2001, right?
Exactly.
But this is the thing that, you know, whatever he does, they will never give him credit for anything. And I mean, that's just the way it is. I just hope he's reelected, and I think he will be. And if he is, they're just going to go crazier. I mean, I don't know what the answer is here. When does the fever break? At some point, it has to break, doesn't it? Or, I mean, in a human being, the fever either breaks or you die. What happens with these people? Do their heads explode or what? I don't know. Thanks for the call, Adler. Sharon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sharon.
Good afternoon and a healthy new year to you, Mr.
Thank
Carr.
Thank you.
We really cherish your articles and the News Time. I'm not brilliant, but I was filtering some information. I wanted to run it by you. I said to one of my friends yesterday, what's odd, last night's news, they're having this marvelous, deep mourning broadcast, all grieving from Iran. If I'm not mistaken, during the last year or two, weren't the younger people in almost in civil war because of the gas prices? Now this man is gone, and all of a sudden they're anti-American, burning our flags. And the other thing is, too, if it were such a bad thing, where's Syria and Lebanon and the bordering countries? You haven't heard a peep from them because we did them a big, big favor, Howie. He killed many, many neighboring countries.
I think they're pretty.
You
saw Pompeo tweeted out a video from Baghdad on Friday morning. They were celebrating in the streets in the Iraqi Shiite neighborhoods where these so-called militias are just always stomping around, basically gangsters, running the whole show. Someone over the weekend, someone who monitors social media in Iran, such as it is, said that there's deep divisions, that a lot of these people who have been demonstrating, the regime has killed hundreds of people in the last 2 months, protesters against the high prices of gasoline, and they're saying, we don't care about Syria, we don't care about Lebanon, why don't you do something for the people back here in Iran? And these sanctions are really pushing them to the wall again, the new sanctions that Trump has imposed on them since they've started basically ignoring the so-called nuclear treaty that Obama signed. And I think maybe some of those mourners were legit, but I think some of them were just basically told to go out into the streets. You know, I mean, it's a dictatorship. You got to do what you're told. And they have the Revolutionary Guard, and the CUDs, I guess, are they sort of the Green Berets or the SEALs of the Revolutionary Guard. And they're just pushing people out into the streets. I don't think if you've been in war for 40 years and you your country had gone basically over the cliff economically and socially, I mean, would you be happy or sad if one of the leaders of your oppression was suddenly a grease spot at the Baghdad International Airport? I don't think you'd be too sorry about it. Thanks for the call, Sharon. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 757 says this situation when they criticize Trump if he does something, or if they criticize him if he doesn't do something, says it reminds him of Reagan saying, if I walked on water, they would say it was because I couldn't swim. I'd forgotten about him saying that. That's true, though. Other people have said that as well, but it's true. In this case, it's absolutely true. 844-500-4242-617. How come nothing was leaked before this happened? Seemed like there was always a mole. I'll tell you why nothing leaked, because they didn't brief the Gang of Eight, which includes such people as Adam Schiff. You think Adam Schiff would have immediately leaked the news to somebody? I don't know who he would have leaked it to, but the Iranians and the Iraqi Shiites who were in league with Soleimani on his payroll, they would have known about it instantaneously if Trump had briefed the Democrats. 844-5. He sent out a tweet. What more do they need than that? right? They got the news. That's what the War Powers Act requires, that he alert the members of Congress from the intelligence committees. He did. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie. I did figure out the reason why General Soleimani went to that airport.
Why?
He was going to meet with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac so he could swap baby pictures.
I didn't know he played golf. Thanks for the call, Rick. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. That was the other thing they discussed, Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. I don't think Loretta Lynch even had any grandchildren, but she discussed grandchildren by the way, did you see Chelsea Clinton has made $9 million as a director of one company? Because she's in demand like Hunter Biden. $9 million. She had some experience at NBC News in 2013 and 2014. She was an intern, basically. She was paid $600,000, the world's highest paid intern. I'll give you more on that as we go along. Russ, go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, I am so sick and tired of listening to rotten, con artist Democrats and their stupid, ignorant lapdogs that believe all of that crap. Now, let me show you the equivalency here. This would be just like in World War II. If we had taken out Rommel or we had taken out Tojo, and idiots would turn around and say, oh my God, we're going to escalate the war.
Yeah, what about Yamamoto? This is like taking out Admiral Yamamoto, isn't it, in 42 or 43? He was brown, right? Supposedly Japanese. I guess you could call him brown or yellow or whatever, not white. Was called with Dr. Bruce.